Yo, dudes and chicks, what's up with you? And welcome to the Play Hater Podcast. Before we get started, just want to remind you to check out Raw Conversations with the Play Hater. This week, I had a conversation with a chick named Janice from Girlfriend Talk Magazine. We talk about full body tattoos, clit piercings, the fact that dudes swallowing her orgasms, that's nasty, anal sex, the fact that she likes that shit, which is surprising for a black chick, plus a whole bunch of other sex-related topics. Yeah, that's Raw Conversations with the Play Hater. Available on iTunes. Just go to iTunes and do a search for the Play Hater, and you can download that shit and check it out whenever you want. Alright? Yo, but in the meantime, in this particular podcast, the Play Hater Podcast, today we got the podcast critic. And you know, just last week, I spoke to a dude named Be Honest from the No Nonsense Show, and he asked me about the podcast critic. And I told him that I sort of felt bad the way I was doing it originally. Because I was alienating folks and I was shitting on people's craft is basically what I said. And you know, after that shit, I thought about it and I reconsidered. I said, you know what? I really enjoy doing the podcast critic. And if I piss a couple people off, so what? What the fuck they gonna do? Get mad and not be my friend? I'm okay in the friend department. I don't need any more fake internet ass friends. So, yeah, from now on, I'm gonna continue to do the podcast critic the way I wanna do it, because that shit is fun to me, and that's really all that matters. So with all that being said, it's time to start shitting on some podcasts. Let's do this shit.
Player hater mode activated. Coming up today on the Podcast Critic, Mr. Player Hater will give you his opinion on four podcasts that he found on Podomatic.com. Being featured this week are The Dragot Show, The Long Black Tweet Podcast, The Weird Mind Show, plus this show right here. It's the Get in the Corner Podcast. In this clip, three white guys are trying to be funny while doing a phone prank. Let's give it a listen.
Thank you for calling. My name is Paul, and how may I help you today?
Hi, my name is Peter Paulson, and I just had a problem with my phone.
Okay, I'm sorry to hear that, Peter. What is your phone number, please?
It's 920-619. I'm sorry, it's embarrassing.
You're all good.
Where was I?
The last four digits of the number.
Four. Four. Two. Pop. 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 Thanks, Pop.
Here. Yep, the Depeer location, correct.
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And I'll be looking for your email then when I come in tomorrow, Peter, okay?
Thank you.
All right, was there any other things in the meantime?
Never mind.
That guy was fucking nice. We should call and leave a good review for Paul. Dude, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm fucking switching this bro. Dude, that fucking is good customer service. That's the best shit I ever fucking went through in my life. Customer service wise.
Yo, so as you can tell, I had to edit this shit because it was way too corny and way, way too long. I had to cut that shit down just a little bit. But anyway, what I'm going to do this week with the podcast critic is I'm going to tell you what I like about a podcast. And then I'm going to tell you what the fuck I hate about that very same podcast. So let's start with the Get in the Corner podcast. What I like about the shit, honestly, is the production quality. Although the shit is whack and corny and too fucking busy and basically a tutorial in how to entertain niggas with ADHD, Even though it's all of those things, what I like about it is the production quality. The production quality was kinda tight. Now, what I hate about this shit is the fact that I was too fucking busy. Like I said, bells and whistles and sound effects and yuck-yucks and music popping in and out and niggas laughing in the background at shit that wasn't funny. That's what I hate about it. Also, what I hate about this shit is phone pranks. I can't stand motherfucking phone pranks. That's something that white boys invented a long time ago with the Jerky Boys and Crank Yankers and all that bullshit that I've never been a fan of, particularly when the shit is unfunny and they're using a stuttering motherfucker who is making the shit even more torturing to listen to. Yeah, I can't stand fucking phone pranks. And I can't stand to listen to podcasts that got niggas laughing in the background. Just like when I go to see a stand-up comic. I don't want this nigga laughing at his own jokes. Motherfucker, I paid you to make me laugh. Why the fuck are you standing up on stage laughing at jokes that you crafted? Motherfucker, make me laugh. Another reason I don't listen to the time during the morning show, because these niggas are corny as hell and they laughing, sniggling, and giggling at shit throughout the whole motherfucking show, which ain't funny, and all it's doing is pissing me the fuck off. And the same thing with the Get in the Corner podcast. They claim to be funny, but these niggas ain't funny. They just silly and goofy, laughing at their own fucking stories and jokes, and that shit is just making me fucking mad. So yeah, that's what I hate, amongst other things, about the Get in the Corner podcast. The niggas ain't funny, but they laughing at themselves trying to entice me to laugh. I know what they're trying to do, but they ain't doing nothing but pissing me the fuck off. So anyway, if you like corny, white boy humor, you can check out the Get in the Corner podcast. As for me, yeah, you already know, I won't be fucking with this shit.
The next podcast to be featured is called The Dragut Show. Let's tune in as the host and co-host talk about having sex together. Plus, they toss around a bunch of gay sex terms and phrases. Let the gayness begin.
Anyway, oh, he's still breathing. Okay.
Fuck you.
All right. Last time we talked about butt sex a lot, and I'm trying not to do that. Like, the whole fucking podcast was basically butt sex for Easter.
Yeah, we were horny that one. Did we do that before we fucked?
Yes.
I think you... Yeah, that's probably why. Like...
1 second, water time.
Okay. Yes, but we talked about butt sex the whole time, so we should not do that. Not, like, there should be a limit. There should be, like, a swear jar.
A butt sex limit?
Next to the AIDS jar is the butt sex jar. Which kind of makes sense.
I still have the AIDS bucket, you know.
The AIDS bucket is inside the butt sex bucket. It's just... There's less of a risk of getting the coin into the AIDS, AIDS jar.
It's true.
Unless you put a condom on the AIDS jar. When you use the butt sex jar.
Poor butt sex.
Okay, so...
I think we did do the last podcast before. Like, you came home. We're like, we should knock out a podcast. And I was like, we should fuck. And you're like, I'll tell you what. We'll just talk about butt sex the entire time. Like, sold.
So, yes. Let's not talk about butt sex so much.
All right. Less butt sex in this podcast. All right. So there we were hot-dogging.
God damn it.
There we were fronting.
Oh, okay, different things.
And, yeah.
Yeah, I realized that fanny pack is actually also a verb. And I don't... That's not that funny, it's just because you're 14.
No, that's pretty goddamn funny.
Okay, so anytime... Because fanny packs are gay. Now they're even gayer.
They are gayer.
Hmm, fanny pack. That brings me back to Friday.
Oh my god.
Yo, so let's talk about the Dragut Show. Okay, what I like about the Dragut Show is the fact that and this is the only thing I like about it was absolutely free. I didn't have to pay a dime to listen to this whack-ass podcast. That's the only thing I like about the shit, period. Now, what I hate about it, yeah, let's see. I hate the fact that one of the co-hosts sounds like motherfucking Seth Rogen, who has a horrible voice, and I can't stand that motherfucker. I hate motherfucking Seth Rogen. Another thing I hate about this podcast is the fact that these motherfuckers are sitting around talking about fucking each other in the ass, which I don't get gay humor. I don't think this shit is funny at all. It's just straight up nasty. I don't want to hear any motherfucker, straight or gay, sitting around talking about fucking each other in the ass. Now, I don't know if these motherfuckers really are literally fucking each other in the ass, because they did mention that they live together and they could be homosexual lovers who happen to do a gay ass podcast together. And if that is the case, it doesn't justify it, but at least I better understand that these niggas literally are fucking each other in the ass. And look, if that is the case, then do us all a favor and just change the name of your podcast, retitle it from The Dragon Show to The Faggot Show. Because I don't know what the fuck a dragon is, but I do know what the fuck a faggot is. And maybe you'll gain a whole new following of gay dudes who want to listen to other gay dudes talk about gay-related shit. Really. So in conclusion, do us all a favor once again and change the name of your show from The Dragon Show to The Faggot Show. Because then at least I know in the future what the fuck to avoid.
This is the fight everybody's been waiting for. But when I get Andre in the ring, man, it's going to be cruel and quick. This is going to be like 1-2, 1-2, boom, and you out.
Man, f*** you, Claudius Lewis. I'm going to f*** you right in the ass. Yeah, I'm going to bend you over and f*** you right in the ass.
All right, you know what? Andre, he like to be trying to get into his opponent's heads by saying crazy stuff. He ain't going to get into my head. He ain't going to get into my head.
No, I'm not going to get in your head. I'm going to get in your ass, just like I said. Just right up in there in that tiny little minuscule ass of yours. This is what's going to happen. I'm going to take you to a nice, high, fancy, highfalutin restaurant, and I'm going to buy you things, wine and dine you. And we're going to find some things that we have in common, and they're going to become inside jokes to us. And then we're just going to laugh about them in the taxi all the way to your house, where I'm going to f*** you in the ass.
Welcome back to the Podcast Critic. Up next, it's the Weird Mind Show. Let's join the host as he gives his listeners advice about self-esteem and other things that weak people need to hear to feel good about themselves.
Weird Minds! Wow! What's up, guys? It's me, Just a Guy. Welcome back to the Weird Minds Show. We're still trying to rebrand the name to something else because this is no longer about weird stuff. But it's now about self-development and my views on it. Basically, good stuff. Today's topic is self-love or self-esteem. So let's dive right into it. Alright, real quickly before we begin. By the way, this is an edit that I did. I finished recording the whole show and this is just an edit. I forgot to say this. A lot of the media wants, a lot of the stuff on this says, lose weight, you feel better. Or do this, you'll feel better. Or buy nicer clothes. Or do this or do that. Remember, that's just complying to society's standards and making other people like you. Well, you can do that and you should kind of follow that advice because it's always beneficial to look nice and be healthy and stuff. You should also realize that you can be happy no matter what. Like, it really, happiness comes from within and you loving yourself and accepting yourself and detaching yourself from other people's judgments. Right? So, remember, I'm not saying don't do the other stuff, don't follow the other people. I'm just saying you don't need it. Well, you should do it, but you don't need it. Alright, guys, now back to the episode. After the beep is the episode, sorry, I don't know. Beep! But there's a lot, there's like a big kind of school of thought that people think about that. Okay, let's say body image, right? You have the fat people, including myself, which I'm slowly not being fat because I've been working out really hard, eating very well lately. But a lot of people like to say, yeah, guys are not supposed to show emotions. And this and that and that. Well, that may or may not be true. I personally have an opinion on this, which I'm not going to share, because it's not an unpopular opinion and it doesn't serve any purpose. I'd rather have you guys like me so you can hear my ideals first. And then maybe later I'll tell you my real opinion.
Yo, so let's go ahead and dive right into this shit. The thing I like about the podcast is the fact that old dude was straight up honest, and I truly appreciate that shit. He was honest in letting you know that he's basically lying to you and that he's pandering to you. He just wants you to listen to his podcast and be his friend. That's what I like about it, the fact that his dumbass was straight up honest. Now, what I hate about this shit is the fact that old dude is lying to us. He's pandering to us. Yeah, I don't like that bullshit. Yo, my man, how the fuck you gonna say I'm not gonna tell you how I truly feel about the shit right now? I'm only gonna give you the popular opinion, and I'm going to agree with that opinion because I want you to be my friend and I want you to listen to my podcast. It's basically what I'm saying. So I don't want to piss you off and alienate you. No, I want you to hang around for a little while. The old bait and switch. Maybe I'll tell you later on once I've reeled you in. It's like a dude trying to get sex from a chick. It's like, I'ma tell you everything you wanna hear, bitch, until I get that pussy, and then I'm either gonna leave you the fuck alone, or you really gonna find out how I feel about your bitch ass. The old bait and switch. I don't have respect for that shit. I'd rather motherfucker tell me up front how the fuck you feel about whatever we're talking about, and let me form my own opinion. I have respect for people who actually have opinions. I can't stand weak motherfuckers who don't have an opinion or afraid to give you their opinion. And another thing, isn't that sort of contradictory to his fucking message in the show? Wasn't he talking about low self-esteem and all that bullshit? That's a straight-up low self-esteem move. You're trying to get motherfuckers to like you because you're fat and lonely, I guess, and you want motherfuckers to listen to your podcast, so you're not going to tell them how you truly feel about shit. That's a straight-up low self-esteem move. And that's another issue that I got with this podcast and motherfuckers like this nigga. How the fuck can niggas who need advice give advice? Motherfucker, you need advice your own goddamn self. Why the fuck should I listen to a fat dude who's gonna tell me about nutrition when your whole life has been fucked up? You can't give me success advice. You can only give me failure advice. I don't want to hear relationship advice from a nigga who can't maintain a relationship and been divorced a bunch of times. And I don't want to hear a motherfucker with low self-esteem tell me about how to overcome low self-esteem. Yeah, I don't believe in that bullshit.
The last podcast being featured is entitled The Long Black Tweet. It's a black dude sitting alone, reading the news, and sounding like a fake newscaster. Let's check it out.
Welcome to Flashpoint, a broadcast brought to you by the TLBT Network, where we give you a rundown of breaking news and events, a brief synopsis of topics you may want to check out and follow throughout the week. And don't forget to check back in Friday morning for Flashpoint's Weekend Edition. Now we turn to Mr. Jones for this week's Flashpoints. Good morning. It is Monday, April 27th, 2015. And our first story is coming from TPM LiveWire. They have a little article going over the video that was released of police celebrating and joking about their alleged beating at a man at a traffic stop. I don't know how something could be alleged when we watched with our own two motherfucking eyes you kicked this man's ass. And I don't know how it could be allegedly as we're watching the video of you joking about it and humiliating the man. So I do love how they use allegedly. But I digress. TPM LiveWire is running an article on that. You may want to check that out, and you may want to kind of follow this story as it broke. You know, us black folks really kind of kept an eye on this, and it's just compounding with the rest of the stories and allegations from police departments all across our country. And following up with that, to my surprise, another story, anti-brutality protesters battle police and news media in Baltimore. Following their issues out there, Freddie Gray, a 25-year-old man who was murdered by the police. Protests are sparking there. People are getting involved. I suggest you follow that topic and follow that issue. The Intercept is running articles following that. I have to say, it just seems like all of the news and flashpoints have to do with police killing or kicking somebody's ass. But we're going to move on to some other topics that are hitting out. Russian court says nyet to twerking next to World War II memorial. Huffington Post is running an article on that. I don't know how Russians got a hold of this trend, but, you know, white people steal, cultural appropriation, and they always do something stupid with it.
Alright, so let's talk about it. The Long Black Tweet Podcast. First of all, I don't know what the fuck that title means, The Long Black Tweet. It sort of sounds like some sort of sexual reference, but I'm not quite sure. But anyway, what I like about the shit is that old dude was cursing during his newscast. Anytime you can inject some sarcasm, some cursing, or any type of hate into something that's supposed to be serious, yeah, I'm all about that shit. So I big up to the dude for that, because I did like that. Now, what I hated about it is the fact that this motherfucker's got a weak-ass voice, and you know how I feel about weak voices. I know there's nothing he can do about it. He's stuck with that weak-ass voice for the rest of his life. But that doesn't mean that I gotta like that shit. Another thing is this. I can tell old dude is kind of new to podcasting, so what I'm going to do is give him some constructive criticism instead of shitting on his shit. Yeah, I'm just going to give him some honest suggestions as to what he can do to maybe make his shit a little more interesting and to spice it up a little bit. And here we go. I can tell that your ass is new, so maybe what you need to do is inject some of your own personality into your podcast. I don't know you, but I'm assuming you got some sort of personality, motherfucker. So maybe you can, let's see, go to YouTube and find some clips of some funny shit, either some comedians or some shows where they talk about news type shit, and inject that into your podcast. Maybe again, you can go to YouTube and put some clips of some actual news reports into your podcast. And maybe also you can, since you go on this route of the satirical news type shit, maybe you should get some fake correspondents and have them come on and do some stories about whatever's going on as far as news is concerned. I mean, if you're going to do the news shit, you need to do the news shit right. Get some clips and get some fake ass correspondents to come on and talk about news items that are going on across the country. Maybe that's something you should look into doing. Again, I'm going to give you like 4 to 6 months to get your shit together, because I can tell that you are brand new to this shit. And if your shit ain't right then I'm going to have to crack on you. But in the meantime, your shit's got potential. Just work on it.
Good evening, St. Paul. It's your city news at 5. I'm Jamie Thronberg.
And I'm Marcy Whitchurch.
Well, stay off the roads if you can, folks. Lots of reports of black ice.
Ooh, gotta watch out for that dangerous black ice. It's transparent and sneaky. Hard to see black ice.
That's right, Marcy. Keep your loved ones safe and warn them to stay off the streets tonight because of menacing, life-robbing black ice. We have Channel 17's field reporter Darren Hempner with more. Darren?
Yeah. I'm standing out here in historic Ramsey Hill where there are currently no cars on the street due to hazardous driving conditions.
Darren, are you talking about black ice?
That's right.
Ooh, geez. It's frightening just to even say black ice.
Scary, tricky, ruthless stuff, that black ice. A perfectly safe neighborhood can be suddenly terrorized by the appearance of black ice.
Well, one must keep in mind that just because black ice looks different than white ice, it doesn't make it any more dangerous. Also, one must remember how hard it is for black ice to survive, what with the authorities trying to destroy it with the snow plows and the salt trucks, but black ice perseveres.
That's right. And as you can see right now, the city is being controlled by lots of oppressive white snow, making it hard for all people to advance. And we don't hear much news about that. Now, do we?
No, we do not.
Well, thank you very much, Brother Darren.
I'm Danny Richardson. I'm the whitest guy you know from My Black Friend. And you're listening to the Player Hater Podcast, and he's been hating on us all day.
Sari ga pa da pa ga ri. Ri ga pa da tha.
That concludes another episode of the Player Hater Podcast. You can find this show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, Podomatic, and worldwide. You can also download the Raw Conversations podcast on iTunes and Podomatic. Just do a search for the Player Hater. And don't forget to tell 100 people about the Player Hater Podcast. So until next time, just remember to keep your motherfucking hate off.